Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me. This is the part of the week when I have something I want to say just to two of us. And I want to talk to you. I want to sort of continue and finish up a little two-part series I've been working on. If you remember last week, I talked about the decline in startups. The fact that I actually, when other people were saying, just wait till the startups get going again, this recovery will happen. In 2009, I predicted that they would not happen. And I told you why. In the last week, I explained why I predicted that and why it actually came to pass. Here we are 6 years later, and all that I predicted in 2009 has come to pass. So we have fewer startups. The entrepreneurial soil is not as fertile in America as it was 7 years ago. And I explained why that was not good for that's not good for the economy, because the implications are because the research shows, the Global Entrepreneurial Monitor research shows that there's a direct connection between entrepreneurial fertility and economic growth. So that's not good. But this week I want to talk about why companies that survived 2008 and that are still in business may be better off than before because of the decline in startups. The decline in startups may have actually helped them. As great as startups can be for macroeconomic growth, they also can be messy, and here are a couple of reasons why. Number one, the risk is extreme, and the total cost can be prohibitive. If you start a business, you know what I'm talking about. It can be prohibitive. Founders put into their startup more time and energy and emotion and capital than they ever thought would be necessary. And since most fail, and they do, those are the numbers, most startups fail, not all, but most. The total cost in the aggregate to launch startups that succeed, counting their cost and the ones who didn't make it, is enormously underestimated. Number two, startups disrupt the price structure. This is a fact that actually helps big companies. The established small business owners. While trying to get a foothold in the economy and before they know what it takes to capitalize business growth, a classic startup practice is to enter the market with low prices. Now, this sounds like honest competition. It sounds like it's good for customers, right? But established companies do know what they have to charge to sustain their business. They do know the price that they need to be charging, where startups don't. So even after a startup runs out of capital and fails and leaves the marketplace, damage to the price structure often remains. Small businesses that survived 2008 financial crisis and the aftermath did so by establishing exactly what it takes to run their business in the leanest and meanest terms. One of the consequences of this trial by fire is that these companies who survived have emerged in better shape than after previous significant economic downturns in a way that I've never seen before in my career. And here are six reasons why. First, what I've already told you about, fewer startups. There has been less price structure disruption since 2008 than following any other recovery. That's good for existing businesses. Number two, these mature companies deleveraged. The survivors, they deleveraged. They paid off debt and as a sector refused to add new debt. I just got through reporting on that with the NFIB chief economist Bill Duckenberg. And that we've been reporting that all along. Don't let anybody tell you that small business owners can't get loans, because that's not true. They don't want the loans. They're not borrowing, not because they can't get the money. They're not borrowing because they don't want the money. The banking industry has confirmed that there's an unprecedented lack of business loan demand, which is ironic when you realize that interest rates have never been lower. Number three, stronger balance sheets. Reducing debt and disciplined merchandising inventory and supply chain practices have prevented inventory creep. All of that, reducing the debt and the better inventory practices, all improve important financial ratios on your balance sheet. The line items on your balance sheet, which improve the ratios, which improve the strength, the financial strength of the company. I've never seen a time when small business balance sheets were stronger for those companies that survived. Number four, more gross profit. Rigorous expense control relieves pressure on gross profit from flat sales and pricing pressure. And again, this brings back in the disruption of pricing structure that the startups caused. This is another area where, by not disrupting the price structure, it allowed existing companies to hold a higher gross profit margin, which is good for their sustainability because the price structure was not disrupted. Number five, improve capital and cash. All of the above practices I just mentioned contribute to profitability, which in the current environment is more likely to be retained. Retained profits, retained earnings, push capital and cash in the direction of sustained operation and long-term success, which is what we're experiencing right now in small businesses. Number six, more creditworthy. Firms that grow beyond organic funding, companies that are growing faster than they can fund it with their own organic retained earnings, are more worthy of credit and preferred terms and rates, interest rates, than ever before. It's if you are an existing, surviving business, you're so much stronger financially than you've ever been. If you think about it, you are. Probably your cash flow is probably a lot better off too. So when the next expansion does happen, surviving firms, these companies I've been talking about, will be poised to be more profitable as they take advantage of this than ever before. Remember, the economy needs startups, but existing businesses, not so much. Quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
It seems so good to see you back again. How long has it been?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.